podcast recorded live on October 26, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinke, and you're joined by Mitch Drake.
Hi.
Jordan Sellers.
Hey.
And Adam Zeckley.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
Excellent.
Pretty good.
I'm going to shut the door.
Okay, good on you.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
There's a bit of a fluster rush right now.
Yeah, that's early. We started a little bit earlier than
It's not that early. It's like a minute, is it not?
Let's not bring it to the attention to the fact that we are early.
Don't worry. Yeah,
this is a special edition, 5:58 version of the replay podcast. Oh, now, let's just calm down.
Okay. Coming up on the show this week, we'll be talking about Destiny 2, EA, Evil Genius, and about the PUBG teams, and of course, our quiz that happens every month.
Our wonderful, wonderful quiz.
Yes, that none of us studied for, right? Sure. No. Jordan, did you study?
Oh, I have to give Jordan the clue that I gave you too.
Jordan, you can see this because you have glasses on.
Yes.
You ready, Jordan?
Yes.
Jordan, I had no idea what this was.
Yeah, our live listeners, we were blind for this entire thing. It looks like a video with autumn leaves.
Hang on.
No, that's it. That's all you get.
What? Are you serious? The video didn't even load.
Is that what you saw?
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't understand what it is.
It's okay. It's all good.
Okay, whatever. Let's do it.
But first, what have we been playing this week, guys? What's up with you, Jordan?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think I've been playing this week,
John? Let's see. Guess. Guild Wars 2, League of Legends, Cuphead, of course.
Yeah, no, maybe not. You got one, right?
Oh, that's one of the... Okay.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
League of Legends.
I knew it.
Yeah, League of Legends. Yeah.
Mitch mentioned Guild Wars 2, and you were just like, I'm hooked. Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. That's what I've been playing. I've been playing Guild Wars 2 and HOTS. And started out.
See, we'll skip you, Jordan, just for a moment. You're drawn back into Guild Wars 2 now?
I was never into Guild Wars 2. I owned it.
Okay.
And I had no one to play with, so I stopped playing, and now I've met new people that are like, hey, let's play Guild Wars. So I'm playing Guild Wars again.
So you're now gripped.
I've never heard of Guild Wars until yesterday when you said it to me.
Guild Wars to me feels like one of those games that's like, wow, where once you start playing, you want to keep playing. And it's a game that doesn't really have an end.
Yeah.
You just grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have all the expansions now.
Okay. Too. Yep. You're going to be lost forever once the game finishes.
Look.
Like, how are your assignments going?
I haven't started. It's due tomorrow. That's better than you. Yours is due today.
I've started.
And Mario comes out tomorrow too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take the 5% and do it on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Back to you, Jordan. What have you been playing? Cuphead?
Cuphead, yes.
Have you gotten past those?
I'm still where we were last week. I haven't gotten past that at all.
The mechanical circus place.
So where I'm up to, yeah, is the it's the start of the second world.
Yeah.
I went and did it myself, Joel, the pyramid level, so now I can say I beat it.
Okay, yeah.
The pyramid
level. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. and there is the clown on the roller coaster one.
Yeah.
And also I forgot what the other one is. Oh, the cupcake lady.
You did it.
Have you done the moon yet?
I haven't beat that yet, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're struggles. I'm glad that you were actually doing them, because when I played, I was just, no, that's a frustration-filled fest.
I haven't beat them yet, but I'm getting close.
And I own Cuphead, and I just want to, from what playing on yours, I just want to play Cuphead now.
Don't you own Cuphead?
I do. But, you know, busy assignments type of thing, time.
Yeah, busy procrastinating.
Jordan, have you got the Player Unknown's Battleground icon up?
I might do.
Yeah.
I might do. I may have jumped the gun a little bit early. But it's not wrong, because I've been playing Battlegrounds this week.
Have you?
Yes.
Come first in a solo game?
Not in a solo. I came second in a fog solo yesterday.
What is a fog solo?
So it's just a foggy map. The fog in PUBG is
Does
ridiculous.
That make it easier?
Hard.
That
means
scary
all scopes are pretty much useless in the entire game.
That's just me when I play online games anyway.
And it's good for me. My graphics are terrible, so I need the fog to actually do well. But yeah. I've still never played on fog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You get scared easily, though.
I do.
Yeah.
You, Adam? Destiny.
I mean, Destiny, yeah. That's pretty much about the only thing. Not the whole...
On PC now that it's out.
Yeah, on PC. Okay. I've only played about 12 hours, which is pretty surprising for me in the time that's come out. I pretty much just got to the level 20.
Yeah. I feel like your university experience is at this point a little different to ours.
Yes. I think once I get to second and third year, I probably won't play as much.
I can't wait to see how you cope in second.
Yeah. But at this stage, yeah, it's just pretty much video games galore. But yeah, pretty much just excited for Assassin's Creed tonight.
And yeah, your plans are you go to sleep early as soon as this podcast finishes.
I'll be going to sleep for a couple of hours, waking up 11:30, and just getting everything ready.
Are you gonna play?
So you
all
got me
day.
Tempting myself now. Like maybe I should buy it and play it tomorrow.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Because tomorrow is like my last assignment.
Yeah.
And I'm submitting that, and then. But I'll be away all weekend, so I won't be able to play it. So it might just kill me a little bit if I start playing, and then maybe I should wait till the Monday.
You should just get a Mario Nintendo Switch.
yeah, I'll just run down now and grab it. No worries. And Mitch, have we spoken about you?
We have. We've not spoken about Joel yet, though.
Oh, Joel. Yeah, that's the one I was missing. I was like, someone hasn't told us what they've been playing this week, and I couldn't quite remember.
I went first.
Just forget about me. Straight to Mitch, and Mitch went first. Okay, yeah.
Okay. He wasn't paying attention. He wasn't in the room yet.
mine has been very lackluster lately. I finally finished with my mate Divinity Original Sin 2. Mm-hmm. We finished the game. We kind of screwed up the ending, which... It was his fault we screwed it up, not mine.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
Always so someone else.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You get two options to finish the game.
Yeah.
And he's like, just pick the other one.
Oh.
And it went the bad route. Oh. We were supposed to be good guys. He ruined it. Anyways, but we're playing that and League of Legends. I am one win away from getting into gold and flex.
Okay.
So I'm
what about solo?
Is that good?
Not solo. Yes, gold is to get the preseason reward, like end of season rewards.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm, because it's best of five.
Yeah.
So you have five games to get it. So you need three wins. Okay. I've won two, lost one.
Okay.
So I'm close.
Who's got their phone on vibrate?
That was me.
Yeah, that was Jordan. No, that was Jordan. Jordan did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good.
But starting off, we'll talk about the quiz.
We're going to do the quiz.
Yes.
So last week, Joel lost.
I did.
Yes. Last month.
Last month. I always
you
say
always
last week.
Say last week.
maybe it'll become weekly. I don't know. Yeah. I'll take significantly more time in my life. So last month's challenges for Joel was to unlock Escape Artist in Amnesia. Did you do that?
No.
Okay. Jordan challenged you to achieve MVP in a round of Insurgency. Did you do that one?
Never even downloaded it.
Okay. And
which
Adam,
I'm very disappointed about.
Yeah, so am I.
Adam challenged you to win a ranked match with Mundo with a KDA of at least 5-1.
Which you completed that
the
day.
The day of. So as a result of this, I have now encouraged a new rule, which is you cannot complete a challenge that you yourself issued. Because otherwise I could be like, everyone... You just have to play 10 minutes of Mario.
Yeah.
Don't do that, or I will buy a Switch. Wait, no, he didn't specify. You could just play Mario Run.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
But, like, it would be that kind of...
How would you even prove that you played 10 minutes
You'd
of
have
Mario?
To, like, I don't know.
Record yourself.
Record yourself most likely, yeah. So... Do you want to do the quiz first or read the chat? No, we'll do the challenges. We won't say all the challenges at the end. At the start, we'll do the quiz first.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do the quiz. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we have the normal five questions with a total of seven points available.
Yep. I need a pen.
Do you want me to give you one of these like, little things?
Jordan?
One of these?
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, did I get
it? Oh, no, Adam's got me.
Okay. Yeah, got so five questions with 7 points. And a double bonus question at the end.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Let me just cover up, like, hands that can't cheat.
Yeah.
Back in primary school.
And everyone's off chat. Everyone's off the...
Yeah, I've got the stream OBS up. So
no one's looking at the comments.
No, technically...
I'll just close my laptop.
Okay. So, first question. There are A, B, C, or D for this one. What is the name of the game developer studio behind Cuphead? Is it A, Microsoft... B, Studio MDHR, C, Concept One, or D, Yacht Club?
Is this a trick question?
Why?
Isn't, like, what, published or developed?
Developed.
Oh, okay. We'll see, like...
I know what it is.
Yeah, so do I, man.
I have no idea. Yeah.
You play it religiously.
Yeah. Oh, not religiously.
You see the opening every time, assuming you know.
So, A, Microsoft, B, Studio MDHR, C, Concept One, or D, Yacht Club?
It's Concept One, Adam.
We all got that? A, B, C, or D? Yeah. All right. Question two. What is the name of the company shut down by Electronic Arts this month, and what were they developing?
Do we get multiple choice?
So that's two questions. Two answers?
Is there multiple choice?
No.
Oh, God, okay.
So I need...
But the, was this game even titled?
It was not. So what game were they developing? You can just be like, hey, it was a, it was a X game.
Right.
It was about racing. So name of the company and the type of game they were developing.
Can I get a hint what the company starts with?
Come on,
the
Joel.
The second word of their company is games.
That actually helped me because I didn't put the second word in.
Thank you.
So it's something games.
I didn't spell it right or anything, but I know
it's
what
okay.
it is.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Looks like Joel's challenges might be revealed this time.
Games.
No, I didn't get the first one.
I got the games part right.
Okay. We ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Question three. Which two games came out this month with a loot box system that fans are outraged by? Which two predominantly single-player games came out with a loot box system that fans are outraged by?
Do you know them both, Jordan?
I know one for sure. I'm not sure about the second one.
What's the second one?
No.
Did you say primarily single-player?
Primarily single-player. Multiplayer elements in one of them, I think?
I don't know.
I've played neither.
All right, let's go to that one. Let's do that. Don't be wrong, man. You're looking over at me, eh?
No, I've already got my answer written down, Joel. Sure.
All right, ready for question four?
Yes. Yeah, how many questions are there, Ian?
Five.
There's five total and a double bonus question. Okay. Question four. Which free-to-play game received criticism this month for its extreme similarities to another extremely popular survival game?
Easy peasy.
Adam's like, what?
I accidentally spelled it wrong.
Oops. Don't worry, Mitch spelled it wrong when he titled the podcast.
No, you don't talk about this.
I think I may need this extra point this week.
Do you want me to read you the question again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Which free-to-play game received criticism this month for its extreme similarities to another extremely popular survival game?
Did this game just come out?
Well, it's this month, I'm assuming, pretty much.
It was this month. It made news this month.
It was actually out before this month, but
we spoke about it this month.
Yeah.
Is it just like the general idea of what the game is, or do you want like the full...
I want the name of the game.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Joel's like, I don't know how I helped that.
This one's what the clue came from, and none of you checked your phones beforehand, so I know you didn't try and do this.
Mm.
What is currently the most streamed game in AU on Twitch? Is it A, Warframe, B, Hearthstone, C, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, or D, League of Legends?
Oh, see,
Warframe's thrown me in there.
No, hold up. is that what time frame?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Thursday.
World you mean today?
Right before we started the show, I checked this.
World's not on.
World's not on yet. So that's not, on the weekend, yeah, okay, so it's not League of Legends.
It's obviously the other one.
Is there a PUBG tournament?
It doesn't matter regardless. That's it's either
A, Warframe, B, Hearthstone, C, PlayerUnknown's, or D, League of Legends.
If there's no World for League, it's obviously the most common one, which is always up there.
Unless something's going on with Warframe or Hearthstone.
All right, I got my answer in.
Okay.
Unless it's like a trick question. But even still, like, PUBG gets like, what, 70,000 players concurrent watching streamers?
I don't know. I think PUBG would be too easy.
And then if League was on, that gets 252,000. Well, last time I watched the World one.
I don't know. I think it's a trick question.
So do I. So I'm going to go with the gut answer. That's like the most common thing.
Do you guys want your double bonus, or do you want to see what your tally is at the moment beforehand?
Oh, well, use double bonus, we have a tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
I want to know what the double bonus is.
we'll get the tally and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let me just go. Yeah. Jord.
Adam. Okay. I feel you went, Joel.
I need that. Well, you just open it back up. It's back to go.
Yeah. All right. So what was your answer, Joel, for question one?
B.
That is correct. Jordan?
B.
That is correct. Adam?
B. That's a complete guess.
Good stuff.
Well done.
I probably helped a lot when I said pick concept one.
The Yacht Club, like, I'm like, there's no way it could be that.
I was about to say pick Yacht Club one, but I was like, I'm narrowing it down too much now. I should have just said pick B. I was like, yeah, pick B, man.
All right, Adam, what'd you get for answer number two?
Was it like a Star Wars game and like visceral games?
That is correct for both. Joel?
I got like Battlefield single player. I meant the right Battlefront. I misplaced that because that's what I mean, like a Star Wars. And then I'm putting Vividen Games.
Vividen?
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't know
so
it.
You were incorrect for both counts. Yeah. All right. And Jordan?
Visceral Games and Star Wars Story Game.
Yeah.
Okay. Both are correct. Thanks.
I meant Battlefront. I'm like, so wrong. Man.
Joel, which two games came out this month with a loot box system that fans are outraged by?
I put Forza and Shadow of War.
That is correct on both counts.
So that's both points?
Yes.
Or that one point? I also got that correct then.
All right.
Is that 1 point or 2 points?
I only had Shadow of War.
2 points.
Okay.
That was 2 points.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Question four, free-to-play game. Jordan.
Fortnite Battle Royale.
Yep.
I put Fortnite.
That's incorrect.
You're really accepting like the full bloody thing?
I said I want the game's title.
You won't even get the title. Did you get the title?
I just put Battle Right, I think. I did
so you are also incorrect.
What? Yeah. Come on. Not a technicality. I put Fortnite PUBG.
Fortnite's been out for months.
It has.
And Fortnite PUBG, that's the thing. That's all it's known as.
Okay, and the
this
final,
game's rigged.
The final question.
You're cheating.
Okay, is it A, B, C, or D for the most played game on Australia right now?
Rigged.
I put A.
I put A.
I put PUBG.
Jordan and Adam got that.
I knew it was a trick question.
No
I knew
way.
It. There's what, no
what's
way.
On? What's on? Huh? What's so special about Warframe?
I just checked it, and I checked it again right after you guys answered, and the order changed again.
To
Warframe, then Counter-Strike, then League, then Hearthstone.
Was Warframe always on top though?
Yes.
Okay. I've never played Warframe. Maybe I need to get in on this.
I knew it couldn't have been PUBG.
What's so special about
it? It had to be something.
So we do have a final tally.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Well, I've lost this one. You're a winner.
You have. You're on three. Okay, so we're gonna have to go to the double point bonus.
I knew it because Adam got that point.
Yes, Adam's on six. You're on seven.
Oh, I win.
No, I'm still going to go to the double point because that can still throw it.
Oh, right.
Is that six including the plus one?
Yes.
Do we really need to go to the double point because I technically lost and I get the challenges?
I honestly think Jordan's going to get the double point because I picked a random trivia question.
Out of
because he's wearing glasses and he saw the screen.
I showed you Twitch.
And?
None of you checked Twitch.
No, I was looking for the video, like all of us.
You show us the blitz of a screen that... Adam and I are blind,
yeah.
And Jordan was a split second. You're like, that's all you
do. You want the double point, Adam?
Sure, why not?
Okay. It's just a very simple answer.
I'm on your team. I'm going to cheat with you.
If all Joel gets it, he gets 4 points.
Oh.
Because then he just ties with...
So the,
no,
who,
no,
who,
no,
who,
no,
who
no,
would no, lose that won't work.
Give me 5 points.
No, no, no.
Just give me five.
No, no. Okay. Double point bonus question.
Five for Joel.
What was the name of Carrie Fisher's mother?
Oh.
No idea.
It's Jordan wins. Like
I don't even know it. No, I would have. I knew it like
when she died.
Yeah, but now it's just escaped me.
Georgina. I don't know. Just a random name.
I'll give you 1 point if you can give me her last name.
Fisher.
That's incorrect.
Oh wait, no, it's not. Yeah,
Salmon Fisher.
No.
Oh. My God.
Okay.
All right. Cool. It was Debbie Reynolds. Jordan wins.
Yay, I'm safe.
Joel loses.
Didn't even need that extra point.
You did not. So Joel's challenges for this week, I have
which
issued...
are doable. This at least one of them is doable.
I think a few of them are doable.
And you can't do it from me.
So I have challenged Joel to unlock the black and white mode in Cuphead.
Not going
to
be possible.
Nope. Jordan has challenged you to use all 21 toilets in the Fractured But Whole to unlock the secret achievement.
That I can do.
And Adam has challenged you to win a ranked match in League of Legends playing as a support with 0 kills and at least 20 assists.
Mm.
Solo ranked match.
That's what it says.
Yeah. Solo on my own, solo duo.
Solo. Solo means you're on your own.
Solo, yeah. I would have said duo. If it was
I mean,
duo.
Like, that's the game mode. Solo duo. Okay, I see what you're saying. Damn, I'm going to get flamed.
All right, congratulations, Jordan.
Thank you.
You are
thank
a winner
you.
This week.
I'll collect my prize after the show.
Yeah. Oh, we need a trophy.
Is there a prize at all?
We should get a trophy.
The prize,
your
is,
prize?
Not, is not doing any of the challenges.
Yeah. No. Well, what I would love to see, as in your prize, is like a win-loss situation. You win the game.
Yep.
But you have to eat, like... those eating challenges.
No. Don't give Mitch any more ideas.
Then you're like, do I want to win this? Or do I want to come second?
You guys really hate when I get ideas, don't you?
Yes.
Because no one wants to sing the Pokemon rap challenge again.
That was my favorite thing.
Do we want to mention what Mitch's challenge was for me if I had lost? It's very diabolical.
I like it. Expect more like this.
Oh, it's so evil.
Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, okay. So Mitch's challenge was, after 1 week of playing Assassin's Creed Origins, permanently delete all saved data, including backups and cloud storage.
It's evil.
Yeah.
It's not that evil. It's an easy challenge.
I can see Mitch next month.
No, it's...
It'll be the same
thing.
I've
either got to play for a week and then ruin my whole progress, or just not play for a week.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be possible.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be possible.
I think we need to get Mitch on the quiz 1 week and then the challenge...
Hey, if you guys write the quiz each month... Yeah. I mean, you can do that.
Make one of the challenges, delete all your Zelda progress.
I could do that
I'd make it like, what, Mario Odyssey or something.
Yeah.
Because that's a game you got to...
Yeah.
You'd make it that game.
I don't think you understand how frequently I restart games.
Why would you restart games?
Why would you restart?
I don't know. It's just something I do.
Have you finished Skyrim? You never played Skyrim?
No, I never finished Skyrim. I just made characters a lot and did
that. Have you played Fallout?
Again, same thing.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys.
I get bored. I'm like, I don't know where I'm up to, so I'm just going to start again.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of start again, some Destiny 2 players are getting banned and having to buy new accounts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is this just PC or PC and console?
Just PC.
Okay.
Because it had to do with the PC launch and people were getting banned within a day or two. So,
Why are the overlays such a bad thing?
It's got to do with, they said, with the anti-cheating protocols they have in place.
Can you cheat with that? I didn't know you could do that.
What's the cheat?
No, like, can't cheat with it. So what's happened is they've banned certain players because... Something's triggered in their system, apparently. Well, that's what all the people who are being banned are saying.
Yeah.
We don't know what actually is happening on Bungie's side, but they're being banned because they're operating like a Discord overlay or like even the NVIDIA capture card.
What?
Wow. Yeah,
GeForce.
The Discord overlay is just a small little annoying icon.
Yeah.
Wait, so they're being banned for something that's not allowing them to cheat?
Well, that's...
They're being banned for something that restricts their vision.
This is what users have said, but This morning, Bungie came out, the security team, the dev team for that, have come out and said a couple of things just because people were getting it incorrect. They said, the following statements are true. Destiny 2 cannot automatically ban you. Only Bungie can ban a player after a manual investigation. Yesterday, we banned approximately 400 players on PC. Bans were applied to players who are using tools that pose a threat to the shared ecosystem of the game, and we did not and will not issue any bans for the use of overlays or performance tools including Discord, XSplit, OBS, and RTSS, etc.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So wait, they'll get banned if they use that?
No, they won't.
They won't. Okay. That's what they're saying. But people are saying they're being banned because they're using those.
Yeah.
How are they confirming they're using a third-party software that's not Discord or something? Because like it's manually banned someone.
Yeah.
How do they know they're not using Discord, but they're seeing it as, okay, they're using some kind of overlay?
I guess they wouldn't say that because then people could get around.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Methods. Yeah. But it's just interesting because Bungie didn't reply for about a day, but there was like hundreds upon hundreds of people complaining that they got banned for just using quote-unquote, you know, Discord or something, but they could have been cheating and that's just their excuse.
Discord help in any way?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It really annoys me.
No, there's another quote here that says, we block programs from pushing their code into our game. Most overlays work like that. We don't ban for that, though. That's internet BS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's your overlays on that?
Which, it's interesting. So, it's Discord and what? It was NVIDIA and stuff as well.
Yeah, NVIDIA, anything that...
Like a recording device.
So, in theory, even like the basic Xbox, the basic Windows Xbox recording functionality.
Does that have one?
Windows 10 has like a game record thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
The game bar
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever hell it's called.
That annoys the hell out of me. Whenever I put a controller in, it's just like, do you want to activate the game bar?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But there was a little thing that they said before Destiny got released, it was said that around the time Destiny 2 PC system requirements were announced, that it wouldn't play nice with certain third-party programs, with Bungie themselves admitting Destiny 2 would look to block these applications in order to prevent cheaters from utilizing overlays to inject hacks.
Here at Destiny, we do not believe that anyone should be enjoying our games.
We'll
make it incompatible with Windows Firewall.
Are they banning these people that are playing multiplayer, the multiplayer part of it, or single player, or the entire game
altogether? It's all multiplayer.
But I mean, like, there's a PvP and PvE aspect.
Yeah. I don't think that matters.
Which doesn't really affect too much in the entire game. But if you're using it in PvP, I could see in some way where maybe you joined a lobby at the same time as your friend and you're both in a Discord at the same time.
It just sounds like they don't like other people using chats in different that aren't the Blizzard chat.
Blizzard.
Well, it's only the people, like the people who are getting banned saying that they got banned because of Discord and stuff like that. Whereas Bungie has come out and said, no, that's incorrect. Like, we're not banning people for using Discord.
So it's pretty much people who are getting banned's word against Bungie at the moment.
So why is this news?
Because people are getting banned.
Yeah, hundreds of people are getting banned.
Because people are saying that they're getting banned for using this Discord thing. But they're trying to say, well, we're not trying to ban you because of Discord.
Mm. You've just done other things that are annoying us.
Yeah. I was thinking, I was talking to Adam before the show about this, and we were saying, I was asking about if they still had the controller support and the auto aim that we talked about like a month or so ago on the new version of Destiny. And you said it's still there, right,
Adam?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because you've been playing with the controller.
Yeah.
And I was saying it could be people who are using the Zim, the little box thing, to benefit from aim assist while using
keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
They probably think they're not doing anything wrong, but I don't know.
Are these people that are banned permanently from playing the game altogether?
Yeah, so they said they weren't banned 400, but if they're manually banning 400 people, I feel like they'd have some sort of decent evidence to be able to do that.
Yeah.
True, but to ban ban people from playing this game forever, altogether.
But if they're cheating, then it's sort of deserved.
I can see cheating when playing PvP, but PvE, it's like,
I think people are still pretty competitive. They get annoyed if they found out that someone had, you know, like unlimited heavy ammo or something. Because then that affects, you know, like the raid first and all that sort of
stuff. Is there any way to get data on other people's players? Like you said, unlimited ammo on heavy or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there any way in PvP to have an overlay like this that shows the remaining ammunition or remaining clip of your opponent?
No, but like if in PvP when you pick up like a heavy ammo and you play the game, like if someone picks up a rocket launcher, it says in the chat as like, this player has picked up heavy ammo for, and then the name of the gun, like rocket launcher. If you play Destiny, you know the rocket launcher has only two bullets.
Yeah.
So if you see someone with that same rocket launcher, hasn't died yet, is using, what, 4 or 5 shots over and over again, you know something's up.
Yeah.
Mm. One of the suggestions I saw in the Reddit subreddit for Destiny is not so much banning them, but giving them an aura that has a dunce cap on their head for the entire season of, say, whichever the season for PvP and stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
So rather than banning, you would see people who are, they're cheaters. They're people
I like
who
this
disrespect
idea.
In some way, and they have a dunce cap. So when you play with someone in PvE who they want to play like the raid serious, and you see someone with this cap, you're like, okay, no, let's just kick this guy from this party.
What about just a normal like an account in the chat or wherever, like the LFG, have like an X beside their name or something like that? Would that work too?
So something just to let everyone know, hey, this guy's like a filthy cheater.
Yeah,
this guy's had a warning at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do it in the system like what Payday 2 do. When you join a lobby, it comes up saying, this person has used cheats in the past. And it gives you that warning message and like, okay, this guy's cheated
before.
And then
have that disappear after a while.
Do I want to play with this guy who has been known as a cheater? Or do I find someone else? So it gives this person a chance to play the game how they want, not so much banning them permanently from the game forever, no matter what they do.
Okay. But you still, like, if they are still cheating and you're playing with them or against them, you're still at a disadvantage.
In PvP aspects, yes.
Yeah.
Is it possible to move these cheaters into a,
I would love
for example, cheater realm?
but
yeah, like what Heroes of the Storm does, where yeah. if you're a lever in
you
games, leave,
you just can only verse other levers for your first game
you,
back.
You play against people who are also levers in your game.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
And it Mitch is. Has obviously done it before.
I have. Like, the first time I did it, I'm like, it's taking me a good 45 minutes yeah. to find a game.
Yeah.
This is not fun.
It's horrible. It's just the wait time.
It's such
oh,
a good...
Okay, so you get, like, blacklisted for an hour or
no,
so.
No, no, no. It's just, like, you it's can only game. Queue with other people who have also left games.
Right.
So your account is tagged as a lever.
Yeah.
And you can only queue with other levers.
For and a certain number of games.
That sucks, like, if you actually have to go and do something. Like, we all like to play competitive every now and then, but I'm sure you've had your moments where, like, oh, I actually... forgot about this and well, I have to go right now.
I've utilized that and like this has taught me to be like, okay, I have a 30-minute block and I'm using it for this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, oh, I've got 5 minutes maybe. I'll see if I can knock out a game, but if I can't...
Yeah, but
I can
not everyone's like that though. Some people are like, oh yeah, I've got a few minutes. I'll just hop on Overwatch quickly.
Jordan,
oh yeah, I haven't played competitive yet.
How would you feel? You started up a competitive match and one of your team was like, guys, I got to go. Midway through a game,
constantly,
and someone's left during a ranked game. How do you feel? You're just like, okay,
it's annoying.
That's
like,
what I mean. You'd yeah. be pretty annoyed that someone leaves midway through something so serious.
But you know, I think
as much as like I gotta go, I have something to do.
Like you know, people have lives as well, so they've got to go out and
but
do
you
stuff.
Signed up for a hardcore ranked game, just like further up in your career of that stuff. You don't just leave your team. It's like, yeah, guys, I got a better players to join. Bye.
I don't know. It's a tough.
Like, and then
it's
puts
tricky.
You in a, like, okay, I'm going to lose this game no matter what. It's 5 versus 6. It doesn't matter. I've lost.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a crack team who's pretty hardcore.
Mm.
But in most
you
cases,
you have some pretty close ones sometimes.
Yeah, but you're still at a distinct disadvantage. Like, okay, we're down a player. They've got more. Do we try?
Well, in like going back to the HOTS argument, when that happens, you get replaced with a bot that's terrible. So it's you don't go down a player. It's somehow worse.
Yeah.
Because yeah. the bot just does stupid things.
Because the bot just starts feeding the enemy team. You're like, okay, thanks for... I'd rather have no one!
And if you disconnect midway through in HOTS and a bot replaces you, the bot will assign a trait for you,
man.
Like the talent trait when
it'll
you level
just
up.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
And it'll pick one randomly. So when you join back in, he's picked a trait that you did not want in the entire game.
So like, the new character doesn't play properly for the rest of it if you come back at all.
Yep.
Wow.
And you're encouraged to come back because if you don't, you're a lever.
Mm.
But I feel like Bungie should implement this into the game.
Just, oh, yeah, definitely.
Just, you could play the game, but you're going to be playing against people who are also cheaters, or you're going to be playing with a dunce cap, and you're gonna have a message say you're a cheater.
Yeah.
So give them a chance to play the game. But
how would the dunce cap work? Like, you have to win one to be back on track?
I feel like...
I look at it kind of like in handball, when you're in dunce and handball. You have to get someone out, and then you can move up.
Well, I think if it's an actual cheat system where they're monetizing who's a cheater,
yeah,
you would have the dunce cap, like, say...
I don't think we should be modeling massive online gaming with schoolyard games, personally.
schoolyard games were flawless, you know? They had all these different rules.
I don't think there was ever an argument.
School,
uh-huh.
And yeah, they would make up, like, 50 different rules, and people would say all these crazy stuff when they get into Ace.
Yeah, hell man. Yeah, of course.
I don't know. What is it? Ace, no baby rules... White Rabbit lock something.
Yeah,
I was just like,
I went to a very different school, I think.
Yeah, I went to a very similar school to that one.
Yeah. Then make it so Ace would just lock everything.
I just sat in the graphic design rooms and played Magic the Gathering.
They get out as
Ace. Are you one of those guys?
Yeah,
no.
Those guys.
No, that's great. Fine. Oh, gosh. Yeah, so be careful of your overlays in Destiny 2.
Yeah.
You might have to go and play EA games.
Adam put a meme in there for us.
Yeah.
You don't have to support a PC user base if you just ban them all.
Yep. Oh, that's why the servers didn't crash.
Yeah.
So what's happening with EA at the moment, Adam?
So there's a nice little quote here from an ex-BioWare dev.
Sorry, just before we go any further.
Yeah.
You didn't read the script at all before we did the quiz, did you?
No.
No, okay.
What?
Continue.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get that wrong?
Yeah, I got it right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry.
Continue with your...
Yeah, you understand once I read it.
Yeah.
He has closure of visceral games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, vesidial games.
Yeah, I think Vividen.
Vividen
games.
Vividen games.
It's an actual company, is it not? So I thought that was also a closure.
I'll Google
game.
It, but continue your story, Adam.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a quote here from ex-Bioware dev, and he said, "EA doesn't care about what players want, only what players will pay for." So what he's essentially saying, and there's a few more quotes, is there's a quote here that says, "This is definitely a thing of EA. They are generally pushing for more open world games, and the reason is you can monetize them better." He went on to say, "The words EA use are, quote, have them come back again and again." He said, "The reason you care about that is because of microtransactions, people buying card packs for Mass Effect games and multiplayer. That's the same reason why we added multiplayer to Mass Effect 3, to get people coming back to a thing just to play for 60 to 100 hours.
Okay. They are right. 100%.
They are right. I am actually trying to boycott EA now.
Yeah.
As a result of all this stuff, yep. I will not be buying the new Star Wars. To go back to Joel real quick, Vivendi Games.
Close.
Made Crash Bandicoot.
I knew it was close to somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But I, yeah, no, EA didn't. And
because I know where they're going with this, and I'll compare it to something else where with Rockstar. Rockstar made Grand Theft Auto 5 in 2014.
Yes.
So that's nearly 4 years ago.
Yes.
And they've done the whole thing where it's an open world multiplayer game where we can just keep adding stuff, which is also microtransactions in that game.
But so, all the content they add to the game has been free. Only the only thing the microtransactions use for GTA is the money.
Yes.
In-game currency.
Everything that has been added, it has been free. But everything that's been free, you need like millions of dollars in-game currency
to
get these vehicles, to get these jets, to get these boats. But to get that, you need to buy money or earn the money.
Yeah.
So what quicker way to get it is to just buy microtransaction cards.
That is true.
To get the better vehicles.
Yeah.
Because in GTA, there's been no single-player update at all. It's just been multiplayer.
Mm.
And that's all it is. And that's what they can cash on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's give more free stuff, open world game, multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
Cash
and they
did
say there was going to be single player DLC when it first came out, but it just never.
No.
We never got it.
Didn't need to, because the easiest way to earn money is just straight in multiplayer.
Yeah. People were loving the multiplayer too. Like the GTA multiplayer is fun when you've got a lot of friends playing it. But I don't know. It just kind of, for me, it just kind of trickled away slowly. Like, because GTA, you have to wait so long for everything.
Yeah.
That's what gave me the heebie-jeebies about it. It's still fun.
The heebie-jeebies.
I know what you mean. Like, to earn the money, you can't earn money in the game, but you can't earn it as quick as getting $1 million cash straight away.
And that's why everyone's excited about heists when they came out.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd earn a lot of money, then everything just got a lot more expensive.
GTA went about that in a very smart way, where they released the single player, and then I think it was 4 weeks later the multiplayer started.
Yeah.
So they set out from the... Yeah, but they set out from the get-go to be like, this is a single-player game with multiplayer. Please play the single-player first. We worked hard on this.
Yeah.
And then you can have multiplayer.
Mm. Well, I saw a comment on Reddit about that, Joel, where he said, it takes me 4 hours to have 1 hour of fun.
Yeah.
To, like, to get the money.
Mm. And then you lose it all instantly having that hour of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said it's a lot easier just to, you know, spend $10, $15 and that's, you know, 10 hours of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still $10, $15 every time you want to have a bit of fun.
I have some breaking news.
Yep.
Sure.
Right this second.
Oh.
So.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
No.
Confirmed for multiplayer.
This is not that big.
Oh.
Okay. Remember yesterday when I was excited about the new Animal Crossing Nintendo Direct?
Oh, yeah. God. This thing is. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Nintendo's latest mobile game.
Yeah.
That is a pay-to-win game.
Yes, it was meant to come out...
Is it actually? I was just
it's,
a joke
it's
for that.
A, it's not really a pay-to-win game. It has... It was said to be launching at the end of November.
It's launching today, is it not?
Nintendo just accidentally launched it.
What?
What, so are you playing it right now?
I just downloaded it. But they just accidentally launched... their new mobile app. It's not even version 1. It's version 0.9. So they accidentally just released the beta.
Wow.
A full month ahead of time.
Oh, well.
That's just.
I'm sure they'll stick with it now. They can't really
pull it down.
Nintendo releasing an early access game. What have they done now?
Oh no, it's
because now everyone's downloaded it, so they just will refuse any further updates until the actual release date.
It'd be in beta for the next 6 years.
Yeah. Yes, it won't come out for a while.
With every other Nintendo mobile game, I've played them for a week and then stopped.
Yeah.
So they haven't been.
Let's see if this is any better.
Miitomo.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, that was awkward too.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to know this stuff about my friends. This is not fun. Please
it would ask some really weird questions. I can't even remember one, but
I picked it up again just to see, and no one had updated any stuff. So it was just like talking to a bunch of dead people. It was really bizarre.
Oh, I think one of the questions is like, which one of your close group of friends do you have like a crush on or something? And I was like, why, Nintendo, would I even tell you that?
Yeah. Are you trying to ruin people's lives?
Yeah.
Oh, so back on with EA. So an ex-dev came out saying that this is what EA actually thinks.
So yeah, I just got a question. BioWare, were they associated with EA at all?
BioWare and EA. So yeah,
do they work under like EA's umbrella?
Effect. That's Mass Effect.
Yeah.
BioWare developed Mass Effect and EA published it. Yep. Same with Microsoft and Cuphead.
Yeah. I'm with you. Sorry, I just don't play many BioWare games. So
there's like four. They're big and they're great, but there's not many.
So, continue.
Are you guys like disappointed in the way that this is going? That all these games are all going to be, you know, trying to be open world and pay this money to get this?
World's the current trend. Yeah. It used to be first-person shooters, and now it's open world.
Yeah. I realized this a couple of years ago when I was quite young, actually. I started to realize, how come there's so many? Around time, Assassin's Creed started getting big.
Yep.
And all these other games would start going like, open world, you can go anywhere, you can do this, you can do that, help in this side mission, la da da.
I honestly miss single player, like, hack and slash.
Hack and slash?
Like God of War and Prince of Persia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's because everyone wants the story where you're in control of the story.
I think everyone
where you
wants
to go, where you want to go.
Yeah.
But if you're told, okay, you're here in A, or like position A, you need to get to B, here is your line, go there now.
Yeah. Mm. People don't want a linear path. They want to be able to choose their own adventure, their destiny. You know, they want to play the way they want to play.
Because they don't feel like that in real life anymore.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to get really philosophical. But let's continue. Yeah.
And that's where it grips everybody. And that's where I think that's where it's going for every single studio from this point on. But I don't like what... EA has been known to be that whole money-hungry position.
Yeah. Mm.
It's even FIFA and stuff have a single-player story where you want to go now.
It went the opposite.
To be fair with FIFA, that story, I doubt that's open world.
Yeah. But I feel like it has
open world in a sense, you're probably traveling all over the world, but...
I feel like in some aspect, you can pick what team you want to go, you can see what you want to look like, how you want to go throughout your career.
Mm.
But in some aspects, that is kind of open world.
Yeah,
where it's not a linear story where you had to get from here to there.
I guess it's got a few open world elements in like building up your skills. I imagine you wouldn't be a really good player straight off the bat.
Yeah.
And you'd have to unlock certain button combinations.
It's a game where you just play soccer. It's like that's what the game is. Yet now it has a story, and that's where every game is going.
And you can spend $50 to bypass all the unlocks and be a professional player straight away.
That's what EA is. EA is known to do that. And that's where every company is going to go from this point on. And
unless we actively try and not participate
in this
model.
But we won't. There's no point in doing that.
You can't not play games.
I can not play EA games.
You can.
It goes in the whole thing with Skyrim. Skyrim has been released on every goddamn platform.
And you finally got me convinced and I'm not going
to
buy it.
To do it. Have I convinced you?
Yes.
But I mean, for this long-running time, you're like, okay, I kind of do want to play Skyrim on the Switch. And I feel like you will get Skyrim on the Switch eventually.
I'll get LA Noire above Skyrim.
Okay. But I feel like you'll get it at some point. And it's that mindset that, okay, it's just this game I can play in handheld. It's there. And it's a company that wants to keep making money off this one platform thing.
Hmm.
It was released in 2011, and they're still releasing it to this
exactly.
day.
Exactly. And every single person sees this game.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Yeah.
And everyone keeps making memes. It's like, okay, we're waiting for the next Skyrim game, the Elder Scrolls 6, to come out. But we'll keep buying 5, and everybody will keep buying 5 no matter what.
Yeah.
Because that's the game company. That's the world we live in. We just want to play these games.
I am worried about the state of that. because these remasters have always been happening, and I know Nintendo technically started doing that before anyone else, just releasing the same game over and over and over and over again. But I don't know what to do anymore. There's very little options for the clientele.
There's nothing you can do. No. It's the mindset and the
other than indie games.
That's why I'm okay with games. So you look at this, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, that's a fairly unique idea. Like, sure, the idea's been around with H1Z1 and stuff like that.
It started with, like, Hunger Games, the book.
Yeah, but that's, for gaming, that's a new...
Fairly unique.
Fairly unique, and that's number one on the Steam concurrent players.
It's a hit of the moment, yes.
Yes. And because I feel like studios should be looking at that and going, oh, maybe we should try to do something different. Instead of replicating everything else they've done, everything else everyone else has done.
But difference a hit and miss.
Yeah. Yes.
And no company wants to go, we could try something different, which could fail, or we create something that's actually sturdy that most players will actually love.
Mm.
And you look at Call of Duty as the main thing. Call of Duty releases every year. There's three studios that redo it every single time.
The same game.
The same game, because it does well. Because that's what Call of Duty is known for.
Yeah.
Our new company's coming out doing a World War II. It's different, sure, but it has still been kind of made before.
It's still underneath the Call of Duty banner.
Exactly.
But, and using that as an example, they've been re-releasing that and charging $60 a year, and that's what keeps their servers running. Because they don't even need to migrate anyone. The other servers just die out, and then they can recycle them. Mm-hmm. But something like League of Legends, which requires server upkeep, there's no League of Legends 2. It's just... we need to keep these servers running. We need to keep this service going. How do we pay for this?
Yeah.
That's where the microtransactions come in.
But it's a free game. That's the thing.
And at least they're cosmetic.
Cosmetic.
Yeah.
But that's the comparison. League of Legends is free.
Yeah.
All skins and stuff, or if you want to buy champions, you can use real money. But so it's purely cosmetic. Nothing will change.
This is now the third week we've yelled at each other about this.
Yes, because it's happening now, and everyone sees it. That's this whole microtransactions trend.
So
RuneScape is going through a whole phase where they had to release a statement saying, "I'm sorry, guys, this is microtransactions. We're doing it. I'm sorry." That type of thing.
Yes.
So everyone blew up on that.
How do you feel microtransactions should be used to their best quality?
Cosmetic.
Just cosmetics and just free games?
Cosmetic. Just cosmetic.
I'm okay with microtransactions in Overwatch because the loot boxes are attainable. Like, it's not like it's impossible to get them or really hard to get them.
It's harder to get loot boxes in Overwatch than it is in HOTS.
Right.
Because in HOTS, it's character level, not player level.
Yeah.
And player level gets harder each time.
Then you've got the arcade mode in Overwatch where you can earn 3 loot boxes easily by winning 9 arcade games.
Yeah. Look, Overwatch is a paid game.
Yeah.
Which has microtransactions to get skins or just skins and different ideas like that.
Microtransactions to get a chance to get skins.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a gamble, but it doesn't affect everyone else. It affects you as a player who would like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's something that is a multiplayer game, that has it's a paid game, it's microtransactions, it'll affect you, it'll affect everyone in the game. No one wants this. They need to remove it and keep it purely single player or purely just cosmetic.
Yeah.
That's all you need as a microtransaction
for games. As long as it doesn't impact your own playing, then it's fine. But as soon as someone else's credit card affects your way of playing, then that's wrong, I think.
Yeah.
That's my opinion anyway.
And how do we fix this?
As I think it just comes down to developers at the end of the day, maybe not developers, they're probably being pushed by people like EA going, you should maybe slide this little feature in there, it'll help you out with some...
So as the subject of this targeting, is there anything we as gamers can do?
Ultimately,
just don't pay for microtransactions.
That's hard to say.
It comes hard to down. Do. It looks sure. It comes down to the developers who are putting this feature into the game.
Yeah,
but it comes down to the community that goes, okay, they've have this feature. It kind of ruins the game. Let's not pay for it.
Yeah,
but there's people who don't want that leg up. Who want to do well. Who want to win every time.
The big whales.
So they will pay for this.
Yeah.
So there's no way around it. There's nothing we can do.
I think we're eventually going to see a point where what you've just described of those people that pay to win play a game that simply no one else is playing. I think you're going to reach a point where the player base actively leaves a game because of the pay to win. And I honestly think it might be Battlefront 2 that does that.
We just need a game.
I think there's already a game like this. It's called Clash of Clans.
Yeah, we don't need to pay to win on console. Mobile is fine.
Yeah.
With the console games, there just needs to be a game that'll have this push and have this kick that'll get the community going, okay, this is too far, this is too much, we need to stop paying microtransactions to win games.
I think it will be.
Then eventually they will have a drop in sales.
I think it's going to be Star Wars. Honestly, I
feel like Star Wars might be the thing as well. But if it's not Star Wars, it needs to be a game.
I think we've still got a year or two of this actually escalating. To
hit like the boiling point.
Well, yep. I can tell you that I am not going to buy any EA games.
I won't be either.
For a very long time.
Sure.
Well, no, I'm EA sorry, games. But I have to play Battlefront 2, okay?
You're the problem, Jordan.
I'm not going to get any microtransactions, I promise.
I don't think I've ever bought an EA game.
I have.
I don't think I have.
No Sims, no nothing.
Battlefield?
No.
Is Sims EA? No.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, I've missing out. Sims,
play Battlefield.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever bought an EA game. So I'm a part of the solution.
Are you? You just bought Assassin's Creed Origins and spent like $170 on it.
But does it have microtransactions in the game?
We don't know yet.
It does.
It does. Okay.
I'm part of the solution.
But
how does it affect you as a player getting these microtransactions? Like, what does it do?
Well, so everything is attainable in the game.
Yeah.
That you can buy in the store. Essentially, all they are is quote-unquote time saver packs.
Yeah. So they artificial scarcity.
So someone who wants to get that leg up in the game. But it doesn't affect
It doesn't
you.
Affect mine.
It's a single player game. That's
yes.
what.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of it at all.
I think all it is just say there's someone
it's
who
cheat
works.
Codes. It's paying for cheat codes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Essentially, you know, there might be someone who would say work, you know, 60 hours a week and they've got 5 hours the game a week. Yep. They might have to pay, you know, if
then
they
play the game for longer.
But
they want to get to the end. They want to get the story. Yeah.
I think the whole point is like that. I think they just put it in there for people who don't have a lot of time, but then, still want to experience the whole game.
My argument to that is, don't put that artificial scarcity in your game.
Yeah.
Just make that the default game.
Yeah.
Right. Don't make it so you have to spend 60 hours to unlock the great gear. Make it 5. The same as you're going to make people pay for it.
But there's people who want challenges to get this gear.
Then don't buy that game.
That was my argument. Is that if there's a game that takes 100 hours to play and you only have 5 hours to play a week, then maybe this isn't the game for you.
Using this argument, let's say we'll go to Dark Souls 3, right? Dark Souls 3, super hard game, very challenging.
Mm.
People know that going into it.
Yeah.
But what if I want to play Dark Souls 3 and enjoy it, but I don't have all that time to put into it? Can I pay $40 and make everything die when I look at it?
And this is an issue that most games will have.
Cyborg edition?
It's like, oh, look, there's that enemy. Done.
Well, for Assassin's Creed, at this game. It's pretty much just stuff for the map. So, like, because you have to explore the map to actually, like, defog it, essentially.
Yeah.
And the time saver stuff.
Same as all the other ones, I think.
Yeah. Then play the game the way it's intended.
Yeah.
But there's people who don't want to do that.
Then don't buy the game.
They want the game. They want to experience this game, but they don't want to go through
that
whole
thing. I want to kill people in Ancient Egypt, I don't want to walk around.
Then watch a live stream or watch a Let's Play series.
They don't want to. They want to play the game.
Well, then either put the time into it, make the game easier, or watch it because you're lazy.
Or maybe they should just play on easy mode.
They just want to make the game easy for themselves.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to pay to do that. That's my point.
But there's people who just want to just go, it's like, I got the money, I don't really care, I'll just pay for this.
Well, it's
it
not
makes
so much
the game
about easy, it's just like, I think the time.
Like I'd prefer to pay for a game to
you
make
say
it
this,
harder.
But there's people who want to just do this, and there's nothing we can do. Like, it's just a feature.
Yeah.
And you say, it's like, don't get the game, don't get this microtransaction, just experience the game. But there's people who just don't care. They just want to, I'll just get this, I don't care.
Okay. And as long as it doesn't impact me, I'm fine with it.
I think it does impact you, though.
In, like, how?
It devalues the effort you're going to be putting in.
Okay. Yeah, that's... So, as in, like...
As in overall, but him going through the game...
So, if he goes through the game, and let's just use the idea of an armor set, right?
Yeah.
An armor set that could cost $7.
Yeah.
Or 40 hours of grinding.
Yeah.
He unlocks that with the grinding option. I buy the game, pay $7, I get the same thing.
Okay, well, you can't do that in Assassin's Creed.
but...
But, like, that doesn't, like, yeah.
That's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So if it's unlocking or fast travel, right?
Yeah.
Does same this thing. Armor actually... Is it purely cosmetic?
It's or the same for both of us.
No, but, like, I'm talking about this hypothetical armor you're talking about. Does... Is it purely cosmetic, or does it improve your stats?
It would be identical. It would be stat increase because he's had to work for it.
Okay. Yeah, but you get the stat increase as well because you paid for it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That's what we're facing, honestly.
Yes. You are right. That's the world that we live in. That's what we're going towards.
Either we pay or we earn.
And that's what the Star Wars game is going to be. Like what we've seen with the news and stuff.
Battlefield 1 was like that. Not Battlefront 1, Battlefield 1, the World War 1 game.
Yeah.
You pay more money to unlock more guns.
So essentially what you're saying is, like, say, I could spend, say, you know, 40 hours on a game, I get this armor set, and then I go on Twitter and look, and someone's done it in 10 because they paid $50, and that's going to make me feel bad because I've spent all this time getting
it. Devalues your effort. Yeah. It makes your time less important because they've spent money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although to me, I just kind of look at them and go, "You're an idiot. Why would you spend money when you can get it for free?" That's my view on that.
But to go back to the argument of what if people want to save time, right?
Yeah.
Make everything equal. Stop trying to get money out of us for a single player game. Make DLC. Make more story.
Yeah. How else are they going to earn money? You say all these things in every game. Like Assassin's Creed has that. You've got story. You've got DLC coming out. You've got all this stuff.
And if they use the argument of we need to pay developers to support this, release the game when it's finished.
That's not the argument. They just want money. And EA does that. EA just says, here is our game.
I think we have all this stuff. The same thing in Assassin's Creed too, to be honest.
You can also buy stuff. Here it is, because they want to earn money, and every game is money hungry.
At the end of the day, they are a company. You know, they're there to make money. They're not there to make us happy.
Unless you're an indie game who just want to give you the game, and here's our experience of the game.
But the indie games are the ones that are making more money as developers, which is why we are have such an indie game renaissance at the moment.
But there are game companies who make these indie games who no one knows about because they want to stick to these AAA games. So they're a niche market, more or less.
I only really recently got into indie games. It took me a long time to figure out that...
It did take you a long time.
To figure out that people out, like EA, who else is there, Activision, all that kind of mob.
Even to a degree, Blizzard.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out that there were other people than them who existed making games, which sounds kind of stupid that I say it now. Yeah. But like...
It is only really
2 years ago, I would have been like... Oh, cool, new EA games coming out. Battlefield 1,
I got Battlefield 1 on my Xbox, and I haven't played much of it.
I haven't played much of Battlefield 1 either. I wasn't too happy with it.
I suppose it'd be good. Could it be like they've released a game that you love?
Yeah.
So that game company, like, okay, I'm going to stick with this game company.
See,
they have a good track record.
The power that people like EA have is they can afford to get licensing for things like Star Wars that everyone wants to play.
Mm.
And I'm not afraid to admit, I'm going to play it.
The only way I'd buy that game is if I would buy it secondhand.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I'm going to be buying EA games.
Okay.
It has single player in it, correct?
Yes, it's a single player story. Will you play the multiplayer at all? I will play the multiplayer.
That's where I want to ask you, because you're not going to pay for microtransactions at all.
I don't plan on it, no. Unless I get that caught up in the game.
Your experience is like against people who do. Okay. Because everyone will.
Yeah.
So if the microtransactions are available, people will do it.
Of course. Mm.
What are the loot boxes like in that game?
Same as every other game.
It's purely...
Actually, no, it's more likely to be like Battlefield 1, where it's like you have X number of tokens, and then once you hit, say this gun's worth X tokens of the
game. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're like planning to do.
It's...
I can't remember.
I think you can earn the loot boxes in the game yourself, but you can get this leg up.
What do they actually give you? Like, is it like COD where the guns change stats and stuff?
They give you the cards, which in the game, the better your cards are, the better equipment you have in the game.
Okay.
And they give you characters, which characters are like the
different troops and stuff.
Not troops, like the special characters, like Darth Vader and stuff.
Okay.
That would have different and better stats.
Really?
I think so. I think that's how it works.
So it's just straight up pay to win.
So the characters are that you get a character sometimes, so it's not always a leg up. But
it's
when you
like
do,
a legendary skin in Overwatch.
But when you do get it, you have higher advantage.
Okay.
Yeah. What I would do is when it comes out, I'm going to spend more time on the original Battlefront 2.
Okay.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah.
Because that's how that game should have been designed. It should have been a remaster of that.
It should have been. It should have been. But yeah, these
we always end up with this microtransaction.
Yeah, there's been this has been like a solid month of microtransaction talk.
Oh, of course.
Can we finalize this argument now? What is our stance as a group on this?
You want to finalize
as
this,
a group
this,
or this, like individual?
This is constantly changing, though.
We have our own ideas with individual. Yeah, yeah. How would you see microtransactions now?
Microtransactions.
And how would you like to see it in the future?
I would like all microtransactions to follow the same model as Heroes of the Storm, which I view as probably the best model for that, where you can still...
As a free-to-play game.
As a free-to-play game with a loot box system to unlock cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And that's what the same as Overwatch? Sure.
That's I'm actually very similar. No.
Okay.
What is... Overwatch is a paid game. I would be happy if Overwatch was completely free and then you unlocked, say, Roadhog.
But this, you're saying you want all games to be free and have...
I want all games that insist on having microtransactions to be free.
And you want all AAA games and that are paid games to have no microtransactions.
Yes, only DLC or map packs.
Okay. Right. That's a big thing,
mm-hmm.
which won't happen in 2-3 years.
So, yeah, I'm fine with the way Overwatch does it, where it's loot boxes... You can pay to buy loot boxes if you want, but other than that, it doesn't affect the gameplay at all.
Purely cosmetic.
Yeah, cosmetic is just my personal thing.
So what about in single-player games?
Single-player games, they can put the microtransactions in if they want, but I'm probably not going to buy them.
I do not want microtransactions in single-player games.
If microtransactions were in single-player games and they made you better and stronger, how would that make you feel? Like, do you want that, or do you want it to just be cosmetic stuff? Redemption 2.
Yeah.
Comes out. You can pay to get to look like
better option. Red Dead Redemption 2, you can pay to have a horse immediately, otherwise you have to wait till 20 hours in the game.
Ooh.
Well, it depends if it's like, cuz I the only ever time I buy stuff like that sounds like a pre-order bonus kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's when I might do it, but I still don't think I can. I haven't spent any money on Overwatch loot boxes to this day. I don't think I'm going to submit to some random horse.
But by you buying the game,
I look at it as outfits. You can pay to get outfits that change the way you look, or you can pay to get outfits that change certain aspect of your stats.
Yeah.
So if you're crouching, you're less likely to be detected.
Yeah.
Or you just look like a sneaky person.
Yeah.
Which one would you prefer?
Just look like a sneaky person.
There you go. So you don't want paid stuff in single player games.
What about you, Joel?
Much like Jordan. Multiplayer games, keep it cosmetic.
Yep.
It won't happen, but still.
Yep.
And single player games, same with cosmetic, but to be honest, it doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. So
what about Mitch's argument where he said that it like devalues, say, like my time getting, you know, my time worth, basically?
That's up to you if you want to do that. It won't affect me at all. I play games the way I want to play.
So I exhaust
them to the point where I don't care how people play the game. I take 70 hours, they can take 40, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll play my game, they can play theirs. If the experience is changed. It doesn't change me, it changes them.
I think it does, though. Like, that's just it. Like, a lot of your mentality around playing these games, I finished the story. I beat it in 3 days. And someone's like, oh, I beat it in 20 minutes. Does that not devalue the effort you put in?
Not particularly, no.
If you found out that they paid money, then I'd be like, oh, okay, that doesn't count then. I feel like that's what I would feel like.
I kind of see that in some way.
Like, I'd be like, oh, did you pay money? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I spent $10. I'm like, oh, okay.
Money's just paid hacks. Yeah.
So at this point, are we looking at a future where speedrunning is paid?
Yeah. Wow. No,
can you imagine that? The live streams and the guys like going through just like purchase menus constantly.
I bought the new Pokemon. I finished the new Pokemon game in 35 seconds because I spent $200.
Oh, my God.
Got all the badges.
Wow.
And you, Adam?
Multiplayer, purely cosmetic. And then single player is...
Not at all.
I would say it can have it in there. I mean, it would be better for everyone if it was only cosmetic. But as long as it doesn't affect me, and as long as they don't like push you, like if you went into a store and it's like, oh, here's an item, you can pay, you know, 1,000 gold coins or like $2.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want it to be like, you can only buy this 2,000 gold coins.
Yep.
But you can buy the gold coins in the store, but like it never prompts you to be like, you can do it like this. Like as long as there's a separate menu for like buying stuff in game that doesn't affect me, then it's okay.
I would hate that so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Mm.
They're not going to make money that way.
They'll make money regardless.
Think about back to when we had like Xbox original. We would just get the game and that was it.
And that's what I want.
And that's how
and the multiplayer and the DLC map.
But yeah. I do see the counter argument where multiplayer is like the biggest part of gaming at the moment. And so in order to keep people happy, you have to update it. Otherwise, they're just going to walk away from your game after a couple months and they're going to get bored of it.
Games that are single player games only, people still want multiplayer games for that game. You play Fallout, people would love to play multiplayer Fallout.
And then they tried ESL.
And there you go.
ESO.
That's Elder Scrolls, though. This is Fallout.
It's the same exact
company. It didn't help that there was no, like, Oceanic servers. So a lot of, like, the Japanese and Australian people were not very happy about 300 ping. That didn't help.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Anyway,
that's the end of the show.
God, yes. We're morbid, aren't we?
I next it gets week, pretty deep with this whole conversation.
It does.
Topic.
Yeah. But
and
next
it'll
week,
keep going, I'm
next
telling
week
you.
Next week, we have E3, we have Mario, we have E3. Assassin's Creed at E3, BlizzCon.
Oh, E3's back again?
Yeah. It is. Like, it's back. It's E3. Yeah. No. We've got BlizzCon, Assassin's Creed, and Mario we'll be talking about, definitely.
So will Mitch and I be giving our reviews, and possibly Jordan as well, on the games?
I'm really, really damn tempted to play Assassin's Creed for some reason, so I might end up getting this tonight. But
tonight?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how I go.
I might pre-buy Mario. We'll see what happens.
You're talking about this game, and I feel like I want to get the game to understand.
Yeah, he's talking about it so much. Like when I sleep, all I see is Assassin's Creed. No, I'm kidding.
I really hope that you're not going to be disappointed by it.
I'll be what?
Disappointed.
Oh, no.
Sorry, my brain stopped making words. Yeah.
But if you want to watch, I'll probably be streaming it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 12 o'clock tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be up then. No. Actually, I might be.
I'll be streaming it probably for 12 hours.
What are you streaming on?
Probably Twitch or YouTube.
Okay.
Send tweet links.
Yeah.
Tweet or just put on Facebook.
No face cam.
Any voice?
Yeah, voice.
I hate people that stream without voice or face cam. It makes no sense to me.
What? We used to watch that all the time on YouTube. How do I get past this bit? Go to YouTube. Just some
no,
guy
that's different.
Used to make videos. Oh, well, there was voice, but there was like very no face cam most videos.
I never like face cam.
I would be talking just like, I don't know, I just don't want the face cam on at the moment. Yeah. I'll be like tired and half asleep and it won't be a pretty sight.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the end of the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
I'm at Jordan Do Things.
I'm at Nimble Mimble.
And I'm at Adam Xleet.
Remember, we have a Discord channel, which you can go to tinyurl.com/replaydiscord. And remember, you can rate us and comment on our iTunes and Wooshka and all that stuff. And be sure to do that.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, join us. Do whatever you want to do. We're getting into holidays, so we'll be playing a lot more games.
Yes, hell a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot more to ramble on. But, yeah, it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
It'll be more microtransactions next week.
No.
I'm telling you, it'll make its way in.
Half the episode will just be about Mario and Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine. All good luck, Joel, on your challenges.
Yes.
And assignments.
Yes. Same thing.
Simon, I should have just made that my challenge. Just complete an assignment. Complete an assignment before the due date.
Wow, that's hard.
Get 80% on something.
Oh, wow, that's even harder.
All right. Next week.
Bye.
All right.